Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's a new experience. Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to the first 2016 Reality Spirituality radio show. I'm your host, Rebecca Lynn Norrington, and I want to thank you for being here. A little bit of technical difficulty so early in the show, but that's okay. We're going to plug right along. The number to call and speak with me directly is area code 646-564-9619. Again, area code 646-564-9619, where you can ask me anything about what's going on in your life. Actually, what I do is, hold on a second, let me just post this. I'm a little late on posting. What I do is talk about our everyday life experiences. Oh my gosh, this multitasking without assistance is really interesting. What I talk about in everyday life and what happens, I mean, just our challenges, our adventures, what is actually subtracting. Now, in the past, I've talked about happiness, adding to happiness, subtracting to happiness. This year, the take on it, my whole focus is this programming, because quite frankly, this happiness, looking for it, searching for it, it's really about being programmed for unhappiness. And I don't know about you, but when I was younger, I received a lot of programs that now at this age I've had to shed and get rid of and learn new programming, if you will. If you can imagine programming anything, these programs are rampant. And it's not your fault, my dear audience. It's not your fault. It's not your parents' fault. They didn't know any better. It's not really society's fault, because society doesn't know any better. But it's really up to us to discover the programming that is keeping us, making us, continuing to be unhappy. Program for unhappiness is the theme for 2016. Today, I wanted to talk about, the topics are New Year, New Behavior. Oh, before I get into the topics, let me just say that you can find me on my website, which is RebeccaNorrington.com, RebeccaNorrington.com. You can follow me on Twitter at RL Norrington. Facebook me. Reality Spirituality has its own Facebook page, and if you like the show, and I know that you will, please just go to Facebook, Reality Spirituality, and like that Facebook page. What I wanted to talk about today is, and again, this show is live reality. I really like to share what I've been going through in my own life and my own challenges. When I say challenge, I really mean that in a good way. A challenge is just another opportunity to learn more about you, to learn more about expanding, to learn more about what the purpose of this life, of your life, of my life really is. And again, I want to make a disclaimer that what I say And what I talk about and what I share is really from my perspective and what I've learned and the things, the tools, the behaviors, the strategies that work for me. Everybody is different. Everybody has their own way, their own journey. But what I like to do is share with you what has worked, because starting fresh 2016, for my new listeners, when I was younger, I wanted two things. I wished for two things. Number one, to live to my potential. And number two, I wanted to be happy. And so being a self-proclaimed happiness specialist and whatever I ask for, trust me, whatever I ask for, I will get an answer. And you, whatever you ask for, there will be an answer. It's the questions you ask will be answered. Maybe not the answer that you want. Maybe not the answer that you expect. Maybe not the answer that you feel is in your best interest. But every question that you ask will be answered. And so my question was always, how? How can I be happier? What do I need to do? And like the majority of the people on this planet, I thought that I had to do something. I thought that I had to travel. I thought that I needed to be in a relationship. I thought that I needed to get married. I thought I needed to live somewhere on the hill. I thought I needed to have certain jobs. And I'm here to tell you, of course, you've heard this before a million times, but I'm raising my left hand up. I'm here to tell you that this happiness, that this feeling, that this contentment that you're looking for, that you're seeking, is never found in anything other than than that person in the mirror. It's a hard reality. Sometimes it's very uncomfortable, but at the same time, that reality is empowering. Happiness is found within. I like to give this analogy of being in the middle of the ocean where you can't see land as far as you look. Remember that movie, one of my favorite movies, Castaway. And he finally left his island and he's in the middle of the ocean with nothing around him. And the ability to be happy, the ability to be at peace, the ability to be content within and to know that everything's okay, even though you're starving and your boat and your little raft is narrowing down to nothing. It's really about that, because life is going to happen. I do not have control over what happens to me, but I definitely have control over my perspective and how I feel about what is happening to me. I had a conversation with my son. Actually, it wasn't a conversation. He was just texting me because my son will talk on the phone maybe once in a blue moon, but texting is always cool. You know, these young kids, they like to text. And so I've adjusted to that. And listen, I'm cool with if he talks to me, if he doesn't talk to me, if he texts me, if he doesn't text me. I mean, I have to be okay with whatever it is. And so he was talking about thoughts. He was texting me about thoughts, and he said something. He said, I'm very impatient. Now, one of the things about being happy or at peace is the energy of being impatient. And you cannot be impatient. I cannot be impatient. I have to really watch myself because I don't like preaching to you. When I'm impatient, there is an anxiety. There is an anxiety about that energy. I have a question. Have you ever been impatient? Have you ever, I don't know, am I alone in this? The feeling of impatience is so it's anxious. It's certainly not peaceful. I know the difference. And so the interesting thing about that is how this how did I learn to be impatient, number one? Of course, because it was a learned behavior, impatience for the next phone call, impatient for the email, impatient for a text, impatient for the job that I want, impatient for the way life is unfolding, impatient for the Mr. Right. Oh, where is Mr. Right? Impatient for all of it. But being impatient is a direct conflict to being happy. Can you be impatient and happy at the same time? And again, let's go back to driving. I don't know about you, but sometimes, not all the time, when I'm going somewhere, I might be running a little bit late. And I find that when I am, that feeling of anxiety or impatience or get through this light, it really takes a lot of self-awareness, living consciously and living knowing that what I am feeling and what energy I'm putting out. So when I do have that feeling of impatience or that feeling of anxiety, what do I do? Conscious anxiety, conscious impatience is totally different than being impatient when you don't know what to do about it. And so being consciously impatient means that, okay, do I sit and do I continue to feel like this, or do I choose another way of feeling? And it's true. You can choose how you want to feel in every single moment. Easy? No. Possible? Yes. Audience, my dear audience, if I can do it, anyone can do it. It takes practice. It takes, listen to this, it takes patience, and it takes a commitment. Because quite frankly, at this stage right now, and I want to say anyone that wants to call in and speak with me live, the number is 646-564-9619. Again, 646-564-9619. It takes practice. It is a skill that you develop. It is constant practice. And what you need above all of it, is being patient with yourself and being patient with your growth. I know this is an instant society. Snap your finger. You want results. Instagram, Twitter. What is the new thing? Snapchat, where you can post something and it's just instantly put out and then zip, zip, zip. But personal growth, spiritual growth, growth period takes time. You look at anybody with a skill, whether it's writing, whether it's a singer, songwriter, whether it is a basketball player, football player, announcer, radio show. Listen, are you kidding me? When I first started this radio show, I'm going into my fifth year, believe it or not. I'm 4 and a half right now. I couldn't put two words together. I couldn't carry on a conversation for longer than 5 minutes. And listen, it is a commitment and it is a practice. And when I say practice, I mean just that. I play the piano when I was younger, 9 years of lessons of classical piano. I played the violin. How many years was that? I think 7 years I took violin lessons. And I was forced to practice, because you know, if anybody plays an instrument, you just don't pick it up and start and play Carnegie Hall. So this growing and wanting and really being committed to feeling and experiencing more peace and more happiness in your own life is a daily commitment. And I don't care if when I say this, they're all baby steps, really teeny tiny baby steps. Trust me, I did, because a lot of people ask me a lot, well, Rebecca, how did you get to this point where you are able to look out and change your perspective and you are able to listen? Not all the time, because I'm about to share a couple of stories, but it comes from really wanting to be happy, wanting it more than I want anything else in my life. More than anything else in my life. I want the feeling of being okay, at peace, content, happy. More than anything. That's it. And when you anything that people quote want or desire, have goals to, my intention, my all of it is surrounding this feeling. And that's how I do it. And let me say, I'm in a very, very, what I found is a very a small minority, which is fine, because it is not an easy journey. I remember reading a book years ago, The Road Less Traveled, and this journey, and I'm still learning, I'm still challenged every single moment, because if I want it, then I've got to be able to walk it, and if I walk it, then I can teach it. And that's what I'm doing now. So it comes from a commitment. It comes from making that commitment to put happiness over everything else. Everything. Over socializing, over money, over relationships, over jobs, over all of it. It really comes from, can I sit in a jail cell by myself and still be okay? And I want that. I want that more than anything else. And so that's why there's no easy fix. But let me share something. One of the things that I had to stop doing, the topic today is New Year, New Behavior. And one of the things that I had to eliminate, totally eliminate from my life, is other people. Meaning, noticing and judging other people. Oh, wait, I have to throw something else in. Noticing, judging, and criticizing other people. I don't know about you, my dear audience, but do you notice what someone else is doing? Do you judge what someone else is doing? Do you criticize what someone else is doing? And if you say yes, join the club, because I'm telling you, judging other people, criticizing other people was just, oh my, it was part of what I did during the day. It was one of my things to do. It was so easy for me. And the reason why, it's because when I grew up, that's all my parents did. judge, criticize, notice what everybody else is doing. Even people they don't know. When I say that, people on the television set, people that quote celebrities, football players, noticing. I mean, this is a whole freaking society of people talking about other people, making judgments, making and criticizing what other people are doing. It's a freaking epidemic. And so one of the things, one of the behaviors, if you, my dear audience, if you, my dear listener, want to experience more contentment and more peace, you have to let go and eliminate noticing other people. And this is the, I'll give you the technical term, because there's a technical term to what I'm saying. You ready? You might want to write this down. I'll wait, because this is going to really rock your world when you hear it. I'm trying to count the words now. Okay. There's only four words, but I'm going to add one expletive because that's how powerful this is, this statement is. Here we go. You ready? Mind your own damn business. Mind your business. Stay out of everybody else's business. Unless they ask you. Unless they ask you for a critique. Unless they ask you for a suggestion. Unless they ask you a question. Mind your business. Very, 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 at the beginning, it was very, when I realized that was really taking away from me being okay and peaceful and content, that other people, because not because of what they were doing. No, I used to think that what they were doing was bothering me. But no, it was me. Remember, I said it's always that person in the mirror. It was me focusing on what somebody else is doing. And listen to this, the gall, the audacity, the nerve of me to think that there is something wrong with what somebody else is doing. And the reason why it's become easier, and the reason why I have been able to eliminate focusing on checking out, noticing what somebody else is doing, is really very simple. I have stopped judging myself, criticizing myself, focusing on what I think I'm doing. I'm not doing enough. When you can eliminate that behavior with self. See, it's really a distraction when you look at other people and you find fault or find something wrong with somebody else. It's easy. It's actually easy to do. It's an easy behavior that I was taught. It's easy and it's quick. But the harder journey is to accept what people are doing and notice. And not notice, and know that it's their own journey. Now, let me tell you this. One of the things that I have, it's one of my new, it's kind of, I don't know about you. You know what else I've noticed? I noticed that sometimes I don't finish my sentences. So I've noticed that about myself because I've listened to a couple of my messages, and I'm going to try to finish my sentences. Well, if I do, I do, and if I don't, I'm working on it. Because I have so many things in my head that I want to share. I get tons and tons of emails. And sometimes I read, when I say emails, I mean just people wanting to connect. And what I always find amusing is the people that, number one, quote, don't know me, but are really quick, really quick to make a suggestion. Let me give you a perfect example. I just read it this morning. I was on my LinkedIn page, and there were a few people wanting to connect. And, you know, I usually go maybe once a week to LinkedIn and connect. And this one person actually asked me sent me an email because he saw that I was a happiness specialist. And he sent me a long email suggesting, hey there, Robert, suggesting Happy New Year, suggesting, about happiness. And he says, Rebecca, be very careful. This is exactly what he said. Well, not exactly. He said, Rebecca, be very careful about your definition of happiness. Because what I found is that happiness is the same. What did he say? Happiness is the same coin. Sadness and happiness are on the same coin. And he says, what I found in my life is to balance something. He was quote unquote criticizing me in a very nice way, because even at the end of the email, he says, I hope this critique, you take this critique with the good spirits that it was meant, on and on and on. And I said, and I didn't say anything, respond back. But what I know is, that was my first example. And then today on Facebook, I was reading my post, because I'm not on Facebook every single day, a post from, I have to share the story, a post that I wrote about what I did on New Year's Eve, and there was actually a quote-unquote Facebook friend that wrote, that actually took, there was maybe 3 or 4 paragraphs that he wrote about his opinion of me, and he used the word that you looked or you acted like or you looked like you were defeated. And he really took time to write about how not to be defeated and his thoughts about life and what I needed to do and suggestions. Again, what I found is, love those people that look out at other people and criticize, but it's not compatible energy with me. I am not compatible, and I'm talking about in my real life. On the radio, I share a lot of things, but in my real life, if you hung around me or if we had a chance to meet, you're never going to get any energy of judgment or criticism. You're going to get acceptance. You're going to get open arms. You're going to get the same energy. I promise you, I don't care who you are, you're going to get the same energy that the universe gives, which is open arms and acceptance. You know, the sun shines on the serial killer and the Pope. So you're going to, from me, in real life, that's what you're going to get. But on my radio show, I'm sharing my lessons. And so what I've learned is that compatible energy in my real life, is very, very important. And so what I did, compatible, because if there is a little bit of criticizing me or what I'm thinking or how I'm doing it, I'm not saying that I can't be challenged on air. I'm not saying that, because I love challenges on the radio. But in my real life, if you are criticizing and making suggestions to me about what I need to do, it's just not compatible. And what I will do is there's going to be distance. I see you, hi, love you, accept you, but there's not going to be a regular connection. Trust me on that. And so it's really about knowing yourself and accepting the people that you love, the people that they need to make a slight adjustment. No, it's really about acceptance. And when you can accept yourself, and when you can accept yourself without criticism, and when you can accept yourself the same way the universe accepts you, you will be able to accept others without judgment, without criticism, without thinking that there's something wrong with them. Let me share this story that just happened on New Year's Eve. And one of the behaviors that I've been practicing for years and years and years is the behavior of it's there's actually a saying, it's called rejoice quickly. What is it? Okay, it'll come to me, but it's not coming to me right now. But it's really about jumping into the next moment. So on New Year's Eve, let me share this story. On New Year's Eve, I made an appointment to have my first, I know I'm sharing information, to have my first quote, my first colonic. That's right, you heard me. And I have to say that before New Year's Eve, I've been to, maybe in the last 6 months, I've been to some holistic doctors. I've been to doctors that I really, really, really respect. My chiropractor that I love, this man, I don't know how he does it, but I can hold, he has maybe, I don't know, 100 vials. They're little things in glass containers. They're very small. They can fit into your hand. And when I'm getting an adjustment, he says, the first time I went, he says, hold on to this vial, Rebecca. And he says, lift your leg up. Listen to this. He says, lift your leg up, like a left leg. So I'm on my back on the table. He says, lift your leg up. And he tries to push my leg down. And if he can't push my leg down, then whatever's in that vial agrees with me, or whatever, when I say agrees with me, is compatible with my energy, my body, my digestion. And there were a couple of times where he gave me a vial, I'm telling you, when he's pushing my leg, he doesn't use any kind of pressure. It seems, at first I'm thinking, okay. And I even asked him, I said, what are you doing? You're pushing me down, you're trying to push me the different way. He uses two hands, two fingers. He places his one of the two fingers on a knee, on my knee, and one a little bit closer to my shin, and he tries to push it down. And I'm holding it up, and he's trying to push. And sometimes my leg stays up, and sometimes I can't keep my leg up. It is the craziest thing ever. And so when he tells me, when my leg goes down, he says, oh, this eggs, not eggs, he says dairy. Because I think there was cheese in the vial. He says, stay away from dairy for a week. And there was little suggestions like that. And he's also told me, he says, Rebecca, this is maybe 6 months ago, and he says, Rebecca, start eating more raw foods. Well, of course, I ignored him because I didn't want to. I ignored him. And a month ago, maybe a month and a half ago, I went to an herbalist, and actually an acupuncture herbalist. And this doctor pressed me, you know, touched certain parts in my body, here, on my leg, close to my knee, around my stomach, some other places. And he says, you have an issue with your digestion. And he went on and on and on. So I've got that in my head. I've got the eating raw foods, changed the diet, all of this stuff. But did I do anything? Did I change? No, I didn't. And one of the reasons, let me just share with you, because I talked to my son about this, or I text him and I said, listen, one of the reasons why I have something going on in my makeup, in my DNA, that I do not like to be told what to do. If it's my suggestion, trust me, oh, great suggestion. But when someone else tells me, it takes a little bit longer for it to sink in. But on New Year's Eve, strike three. So I find this woman she's actually very highly rated, and she's close to where I live, maybe within 15 minutes, rave reviews on Yelp, and my first colonic. And she's, you know, talking to me about nutrition, all this stuff. I don't know if you've ever had a colonic, but if you have, there's a lot of paperwork to fill out prior to. It was really an interesting experience. And while I'm on the table, you know, getting flushed out, she stood over me with this pendulum with a string and a little, it wasn't a charm, something on the end of it. I don't know if it was metal or if it was crystal. I really couldn't see because it was a little dark. It was really nice mood lighting for a colonic. And she, by the way, it was not painful at all. It was easy breezy. And so I'm on my back, and she's swinging this pendulum over my stomach. And I really wasn't paying any attention. But she says, oh, you need to stay away from dairy. She says, dairy does not agree with you. And I'm thinking, wow, that's two people. Now you're number three to tell me dairy doesn't agree with me? Okay, and then she said, oh, and you know what? Pork doesn't agree with you either. Okay, she says, eliminate all dairy from your diet. And I have to say that I've been feeling a little, you know, out of sinks, a little bit out of sorts digestively for a little bit. I mean, I'm gonna admit it, hand up in the air, okay. So now it's coming up to the reasons why. Now I'm getting all the reasons why. And then she said, now she says something else. She's swinging. Now it goes in a big circle. And she says, stay away from alcohol. Stop drinking. Stop drinking. She says, do you drink? I said, yeah, I like my tequila. I said, but it's good tequila. It's not the cheap tequila. It's good tequila. She says, no, no more drinking for you. I said, occasionally a beer. She says, no more beer, no more tequila. You need to drink more water. I mean, she gave me a list. I have a whole freaking list here. Aftercare. Drink more water, of course. Oh, listen to this one. No fried foods. Now, I know all of this is common knowledge, but believe me, people, my audience, believe me. I've been living it up. I have been enjoying. I mean, I exercise all the time. I'm an aerobic instructor. I'm a fitness instructor. I eat whatever I want to, and I have been all of my life. No restrictions. I mean, occasionally if I want to do a fast, or occasionally if I want to just eat vegetables for a day, I do that, but I usually eat whatever I want. I always have. And now, thank you, universe, it's catching up to me, I guess. So she says, no wheat, no refined, no caffeine. I don't drink coffee anyway. She says, no sugars, cut down on sugars. Do I drink soda? No soda. More leafy vegetables. We all know it. Juice. Oh, she says, start juicing. And I said, well, I do the Nutribullet. And apparently there's a difference between the Nutribullet and juicing. And she gave a really good analogy. She says, it's like comparing a rake to a broom. She says, you need to start juicing, and you need to start juicing with more leafy, because I do a lot of fruit. I love my fruit smoothies, my watermelon, my blueberry, my apple, and I throw in some spinach. I throw in some lettuce. I throw in some of that stuff, the romaine. She says, oh, no, you're going to have to start drinking more, juicing more, cucumbers. And she said, you know, what else? You know, it was a whole thing, man. And quite frankly, my dear audience, I was on that table in shock because basically something that I knew that I needed to make shifts, but I just hadn't done it yet. And she's telling me, you really need to do this, and you really need to do this now. Rebecca, you want to feel better? You want to have more energy? You want to sleep better? You have to change what you've been eating. Enzymes with the food, what else did she say? Every morning, drink a glass with some lemon in your water, fresh lemon. I've done that the last 3 days. What else did she say? Aloe vera juice, a coconut oil drink, eat. A lot of stuff to get readjusted to really help my digestive system. What is my point? My point is this. On that day, on New Year's Eve, my appointment was 5 o'clock in the evening. And when I left at 6:30 in the evening, I was consciously very, very upset. I was so pissed off. So pissed off. Why? Because, like I said, it wasn't my idea to give up all this stuff. People are basically saying, I mean, it's like the signs are flashing, red lights, red lights, red lights, red lights. I mean, I've had people to tell me, hey, you know, last fried foods, oh, you eat at Taco Bell and looked at me like I was a leper. And yeah, I do. I enjoy it. But there comes a time, and I guess it came a time when I was, quote, forced, and that's what really bothers me, being forced. And I know that about myself. That's just who I am. That's just who I was, because every moment could be different. And I was really, really angry. I came home, because I have a bag of vegetables in the freezer. I had my bag of vegetables. I had some avocados on the counter. I love avocados. And I smashed up the avocados. Those are creamy avocados. My neighbors actually gave a bunch of avocados to me, and I can eat those every day. But anyway, I digress. And I made a little avocado dressing, and I put it over my vegetables. And I guess I was in a state of shock, traumatized, mourning, grief, saying goodbye to the foods that basically I love. And I know I'm going to love the new foods eventually, but it's really a letting go of so that first day, new letting go of, I know I didn't finish the sentence, letting go of the past and being okay with it. So that was Thursday. Friday on New Year's Day, I woke up, and I even had the question, you know, yeah, eggs are not dairy. Thank God I can eat eggs. So I made eggs. I had avocados, a little hot sauce for my breakfast. I drank more water. I had my lemon. And on New Year's Day, I felt less bothered and less angry and less pissed off and less, you know that feeling. And by yesterday, I could actually make jokes. I text my son because I let him know what's going on. I text my son and I said, I hate my life right now, which was a joke, and I actually make light of it. So one of the, now I just remembered the saying, recover quickly and rejoice quickly. One of the behaviors that will keep you with the perspective of knowing that this life is not to be taken so seriously. I mean, seriously, I'm getting bent out of shape over not giving up dairy. I mean, that day I gave myself a day. Listen, and there was no stress pressure. I could have been pissed off for a week and it would have been okay. But for whatever reason, I was okay a little bit less the next day. So it's really about recovering quickly and rejoicing quickly. If I am talking about stressed out, mentioning, bringing into my today, yesterday, the day before yesterday, a week before, a week ago, a month ago, 6 months ago, if I'm, and especially if it's not making me feel pretty, if it's not making me feel good, I'm bringing that up. If I'm bringing that into my today, yesterday, a week ago, a month ago, 6 months ago, I talk to people, and it's funny just to listen, because some people, there was a woman, I can't remember, because I'm only in the moment, she was talking about something that happened to her years ago. I even asked her the question. I said, did this just recently happen? No, it was about a few years ago. If you are holding on to anything that is a year, 2 years, 3 years, 6 months, 10 years, and it's coming into your daily conversation, I'm not saying there's nothing wrong with it, but I'm telling you, I don't do that. I'm telling you that it's got to be this moment. It's got to be today. It's got to be right now. Yesterday is gone. Rejoice quickly and recover quickly. The moments of joy, the moments of happiness, the moments of ecstasy, the moments of, wow, what a great day, all of those moments are just that, and they're going to be gone in a flash. And even the other moments that don't feel as good as, or whatever, is a different, let me scratch that. The other moments that have a different energy, all of these moments are going to be gone. This program for unhappiness is a looking back and talking about and mentioning yesterday and bringing up yesterday. I don't care what yesterday looks like. I don't care what yesterday was. I don't care what kind of effect yesterday had. Bringing it up, keeping it in your present moment, keeping it in your day, is really robbing you of your present moment. And so by today, what it says, Sunday, I'm over. In fact, yesterday I went to the market. Okay, what do I got? Oh, that's another thing. Organic. This is another thing she told me, my colonic. She's an RN. She says, don't eat. She says, organic. Now, I know you look and say, well, Rebecca, don't you know all that already? Yes, I know organic, but come on. I didn't buy into the, if you don't eat organic, you're going to eat, something's going to happen. But what she did say was there are certain foods that have to be organic and certain foods that you really don't. And she gave me a whole list, and especially said leafy vegetables, leafy, spinach, kale, I guess lettuce. I didn't really look into it yet. But leafy vegetables, make sure they're organic. And the other things, you know, okay. At least that's what she said. I'm not saying either right or wrong. I'm just telling you what happened, people. So one of the things that she told me, she says, because there's sugars too. She's cut down on your sugars. And she said, if you're putting that much fruit in one smoothie, that's a lot of sugar. She said, because I usually eat an apple a day. She says, stop eating the red apples and start eating the green apples. They're less sugar. So I'm in the market yesterday shopping in the organic section, okay? That's what I'm doing. And I found myself, you know, this is a new adventure. Okay, this is what I have to do, have to do. This is what I'm going to do. This is what I'm choosing to do now. And I made yesterday, black eyed peas because I can have beans. Thank God. I can have beans. And I made my beans, and she said, no wheat, no white rice, all brown or whatever color rice is other than white. No white foods, period. No pastas, no bread. Can you see, if you knew me, you know this is like a stab in my back and in my heart. I love to eat. And so I made black-eyed peas with all organic vegetables, and I, oh, it was so delicious, and I served it over a fresh chopped cabbage. So I got the crunch, I got the black-eyed peas. And again, what I said to myself in my day of mourning and grief and shock and traumatization. What I said to myself, I know that's not a word. What I said to myself was, Rebecca, you've lived that way for a long time. You've lived eating whatever you wanted, as much as you wanted, for a long, long time. It's just time to make a shift and do something new. And that's what this life is about, making small shifts. For me, it was really saying, okay, you partied. Now, does that mean I won't be able to party again in the future? Who knows? And who cares? But right now, it's the acceptance of what I am eating and it being okay. Am I eating this way because I think I'm going to live longer? No. I'm eating this way because my body is telling me I need to eat this way, at least for as long as I need to eat this. Who knows how long? At least for a while. So I want to share with you that change happens, growth happens, but it's your choice how you want to look at, how you want to perceive each change. And it's not about a label, well, this is a good change or this is a bad change or this is, it's never about a label because all labels subtract. All labels subtract from happiness. We were programmed to label, and again, programmed to label, and all labels subtract from happiness. You label it good, you got to label something else bad. What do you do instead? It is just the experience. You're having an experience without your label, without your judgment. I wanted to share something else really quickly. I can't believe we've come to the end of the hour. Again, the number to call in is area code 646-564-9619, 646-564-9619. And this is about thoughts. The only reason why I suffer or I am suffering is because of my thoughts. And I had a conversation with my son a couple of weeks ago, and he was talking about his thoughts and them being out of hand and just going on, and just, you know, we have these thoughts about other people. He says, you know, Mom, I have some thoughts about people, and sometimes I'm really hating on them. Am I a bad person? And I said, no, listen. My thoughts are not my identity. Thoughts are not your identity. Thoughts are, it's universal. They're universal thoughts, but thoughts are not your identity. When I realized that, and I still have these crazy thoughts of, oh, God, you're so lazy, you should be doing more, still have those thoughts of not doing enough and all of those, but the difference is thoughts are the only reason why I suffer, and thoughts are the only reason why you suffer. Oh, I don't have enough money. I'm not generating enough. Don't have enough sales. I don't have the right job. My partner, my the relationship, whatever the thought is. Know what the truth about these thoughts. They're not who you are. They don't define you. And you get to a point where I got to a point where focusing on them. Number two, allowing my thoughts to have any power of how I feel or why I feel the way I do. Allowing my thoughts to have power over how I feel? No. Thoughts are a bad reality TV show. They're there to be entertaining. They're there to entertain. They're not there to in my opinion, they're not there to make you feel like crap about you or your life or other people. Whew. And that's our show. I want to read something from Abraham. I don't know if I did I read this last week? I don't remember. Not in last week. Okay, yes. Let me just read it again if I didn't. I think I did, but I'm going to read it again because it's really good. This is from Abraham. All is well, and you will never get it done. Life is supposed to be fun. No one is keeping score of any kind. And if you'll stop taking score of yourself, you will feel a whole lot better. And when you feel a whole lot better, you'll flow a lot better. That's for me. You will never be satisfied or complete anything. This energy of satisfaction does not mean that there are things that you aren't going to do. Well, I'm satisfied in my life and that's that. This energy of satisfaction is an energy in every moment that really is so important, because if I am dissatisfied with my life and who I am in this moment, I'm telling you right now, I am going to be dissatisfied with who I am and where I am in my life in the next moment. Your present moment dictates how you are going to feel and how you are going. Your present moment dictates your energy in your future moment. That's why it's really important to be aware and conscious of the energy that you are putting out in every moment. And this energy of being satisfied, which is really crazy, energy of being satisfied in your life, with your life, with yourself, with the way you look, with your weight, with your food, with your job, with your husband, with your wife, with your children, with your finances, with your getting older, with your body. The energy of satisfaction. Without this energy, I need to do something else. I need to do more. I need to do, trust me, you will be inspired to do. You will be inspired to take action. You will be inspired to grow. But that energy of satisfaction has to be a priority, because if you're not satisfied now, you're not going to be satisfied tomorrow. Trust me on that one. Whew. Reality. Thank you for listening. And Reality Spirituality is heard every Sunday at 7 a.m. I'm your host, Rebecca Lynn Norrington. I want to tell you that you can find my website at RLN Norrington. Sorry, that's Twitter, RLN Norrington, and then my website is RebeccaNorrington.com. go to Reality Spirituality on Facebook and like the Reality Spirituality Facebook page. And I want to remind you that you are always growing, you're always changing. Be patient. Be patient with yourself. Love is patient. You cannot be impatient with yourself and love and accept yourself at the same time. Love is patient and love is kind. Be kind to yourself. Be your own best friend. Embrace who you are just like the universe embraces you and accepts you. Remember, you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. Let's connect again next week. You've been listening to Reality Spirituality. Thank you for listening, everybody. Have a great, great week.
Yeah. Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah.
Reality Spirituality.
It's a new experience.
Reality Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Reality Spirituality.
You got a question for RLM?
Reality Spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Reality Spirituality.
Oh, now we get real.
Get real.
Good now.
Get real.